Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So it appears as though cancel culture is the new normal. It appears as though it's no longer good enough to have a difference of opinion and actually have a free and open debate about it. It is now at a time in our country when free and open debate is an evil and bad thing, when having diversity of thought is an evil and bad thing. And you must agree with the mob or you will be ostracized. Don't believe me? Yours truly has suffered a little bit of this. It's not exactly what I would call cancel culture, but it is very close to the cancel culture. And what it basically is now we can't even think for ourselves. We're being told what is a fact. We're being told this is how your opinion should go. I recently posted a video of Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney addressing a crowd of people at the White House. And he made some statements, none of which I can conclusively prove. I don't know if what he's saying is the truth. But guess what? Neither do fact checkers. Because they're not privy to the information he has or does not have. And one of the things he said during this little, I wouldn't call it a press conference, but whatever he was saying, during his conversation, he said that in his opinion, special forces have Nancy Pelosi's laptop. So I posted the video. And I said, this is very interesting, because this is a lieutenant general speaking. And not only did the fact checkers come for me, they lied. They blurred out the video banner that said, this video may contain nudity or sexually suggestive material. This is a 70-some-odd-year-old man in a suit talking to a group of people at the White House. There is no nudity. There is no sexually suggestive material. And then underneath, they also put a thing that says, fact check, special forces do not have Nancy Pelosi's computer. According to who? According to you? How do you know? If you know exactly who has Nancy Pelosi's computer, I suggest that you call the feds and have it turned over. But you don't. You're a liar. You attempted to slander my name by saying that I would post something that had nudity or sexually suggestive material in it when you knew that was not true. You knew there was neither one in there. And then you attempted to slander a lieutenant general by saying, he's wrong, we're right. Who are you? Who are you? And now we see the cancel culture coming for even the president. He can't speak on Twitter. His Twitter account is gone. So is Michael Flynn. So is Lynn Wood. So is Sidney Powell. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of things that Lynn Wood says I don't believe. I just don't believe it. But I'm open-minded. And I say, it's possible, I suppose. I don't think so. But why are you banning him from saying it? Now, I know what the standard answer is. We must ban anything that could potentially be a call to violence. Where's their call to violence? Where is there a call to violence in Lynn Wood saying things that he says? He could be totally wrong. He could be a crazy conspiracy theorist. He still has the right to say it. And we as Americans have a right to hear it and decide for ourselves whether we believe it or we do not believe it. But you don't have the right to tell us we can't hear it. Now, Jack Dorsey, who I told you before is a lying eel of a human being, was caught red-handed on tape saying Trump is just the beginning. We're going after all of these other supporters, some people from the Q movement. I don't know much about the Q movement. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not 100% sure what it's all about. I think it's a what they call a conspiracy theory about someone named Q who has all this information. I don't know. But irregardless to that fact, they don't have the right to censor that. Why would you have the right to censor that? Why would you have the right to cancel those people's accounts and say, you don't, as Americans, have a right to speak what you think could potentially be true? This is a very, very scary thing. And I want all of you people who may be listening who are liberals or Democrats to understand one thing very, very strongly. If you support this, if you support censorship, you support totalitarianism, you support fascism, and you support communism. That's it. Because under no circumstance should an American citizen be told they cannot say something. Because if you can, then you control the entire narrative. You understand that? How would you like it if wherever you work, your boss said, under no circumstances are you allowed to say anything negative about this company, even in your private life, and if you do, you're gone, you're fired. And then he sexually harasses you every day. And when you say, I'm being sexually harassed, we're blocking your voice. You are not allowed to say anything. Would you like that? Now, I'm not saying that if someone gets on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever the hell and say, it's time to go shoot people in the street, that you can't deal with that. Of course you can. Of course you can. But when you just take the inference and turn it into something it's not, you're being evil. Now, any fair-minded person in the world, which doesn't include most liberals, I'm going to tell you right now, and if it makes you mad, if you're a liberal listening to the show and that makes you mad, I'm sorry, but you should hear me out. Anyone who listened to the president's speech heard very clearly this man say, we are all going to go to Capitol Hill. We're going to be peaceful, but we're going to make our voices heard. So join me there. It should be wild. They took that one sentence, it should be wild, as a call for violence. Now, I want you to let that sink into your heads for a minute. If I went to a rally with 100,000 people chanting, stop the steal, or whatever they're chanting, I would say, wow, that was wild. That was a wild scene, man. There's 100,000 people. There were signs. There were people singing. There were people all dressed up like Uncle Sam. It was a wild time. You don't get the right to define the word wild as violent. You don't get that right. You don't get the right to peek in the president's head and say, when he said wild, he meant violent. How do you know? Are you a mind reader now? So when Maxine Waters says, if you see a Trump supporter, you got to get out of your car. You got to confront them right in the street or in the marketplace or at the gas station. And you got to yell at them and push back and tell them you're not welcome. That's not a call to violence. But the word wild is. The word wild is a call to violence. You're insane. And this has nothing to do with President Trump. Neither does the impeachment. Neither does this cancel culture of impeachments and all this stuff. It has nothing to do with President Trump. It has to do with his supporters. You want to cancel them because you understand very clearly, and you're right, that his supporters are adamant about the fact that we got a taste of what it's like to be a free American and to have government get the hell out of our way and let us run our own lives. And we don't want to go back. Because that taste tasted damn good. And you realized your game of the government, you need the government to survive, is up. So now people like Jack Dorsey, the little worm, and Mark Zuckerberg, equally wormy, are going to pull their crapola. They're going to tell somebody like me, you can't post a video of Lieutenant General McInerney saying what he thinks, because what he thinks is wrong. How do you know what he thinks is wrong? How do you know he's not 100% correct? Do you have a crystal ball? You see, when you stop checking facts and you start checking opinion, now you're going down a very dangerous path. If I were to post, Lieutenant General McInerney says Joe Biden is a confirmed Nazi sympathizer and needs to be tried and hanged, then I could see Facebook stepping in and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Number one, McInerney never said that. You made that up. Number two, that's a little bit of a call to violence. I get that. But this is the words that came out of the man's mouth. He's a lieutenant general. You're some slob sitting in your basement doing a fact check. And you know more than him. I'm not saying I know who has Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Of course I don't. But you don't either. And for you to say that's wrong, that's just a guess. You're just guessing. That's your opinion. And your opinion is not fact. So prove it. Prove they don't have the laptop. All you have to do is say there is no confirmation of this. Yeah, there is no confirmation. I never claimed there was. I said this is this man's opinion, and he has a right to his opinion, even if it's wrong. Now, Twitter stocks and fell so badly, I think they lost like $50 billion in stock revenue, because people are wising up to this. You see, you cannot call Donald Trump a dictator on one side of your mouth and then say it's perfectly okay to censor free speech, to censor freedom of thought, to boycott and picket anyone or anything that disagrees with us, but we're not dictators. See, that is what a dictator does. If Donald Trump was a dictator, he would have said CNN and MSNBC are being arrested. All of those people on that platform are being arrested because they are spewing anti-governmental propaganda against me. That's what dictators do. Did Donald Trump ever once do that? He called them fake media, which is his right to say. But he never once insisted they be taken off the air, did he? He never once said they should be stricken from the air, and I'm going to pass this bill that says they're not allowed to speak. Your side did that. Your side is telling us we don't have a right to speak. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says you shouldn't buy Goya food. Because they had the nerve to say something nice about the president. Recently, I believe it's a football or maybe it's a baseball trainer or coach, was fired from his job because they said he said anti-BLM things and he's a pro-Trumper. So I checked what he said because I wanted to know how severe his words were. This is exactly what he said. I have a few questions about BLM because they said some very negative things about the nuclear family, which I do not like. And I believe that some of them have came out as trained Marxists, which I do not like. What he stated is fact. What he stated is a fact. Oh, he's got to go. He's got to go. He doesn't have the right to be here. He has to go. That's not dictators. He can't think that. Just the very thought that he thinks that, even though it's 100% true, is egregious enough so he can't be a part of this team. He cannot be allowed to make a living. You tell me that's normal? Are you going to tell me that's normal? I recently watched an interview with a musician, and he was dropped from his label. You know why he was dropped from his label? Because he attended the Trump rally on the 6th. He didn't go into the Capitol. As a matter of fact, I don't even think he attended the Trump rally. He just came to see what was going on, and I think he said he went to – actually, I think he said he went to the White House to see where the president lives, and he was going to go to the rally, but he didn't, so he just went back to his hotel room. Well, social media was filled with, guess what this guy did? He went to the rally. You shouldn't have him on your label because he's an evil, horrible person. Why? Why is he an evil, horrible person? How about if I thought that way about you? How about if I said, if you voted for Joe Biden, you're an evil, horrible, terrible person. You do not deserve to work. Your words do not deserve to be heard. You need to be fired from your job, ostracized from your family, and never heard from again. You don't think that's a dictatorship? Wake up, because they're going to come for you. Cancel culture is killing America. It's not strengthening America. I thought you were the side of diversity. We want diversity. Apparently, diversity in everything except diversity of thought. When it comes to thought, it has to be lockstep the way you think or else. When are they going to push it too far, folks? When you're a moderate liberal who says, well, I'm pro-abortion, but I don't like this nine-month thing. And they say, how dare you say that? You take that back. A nine-month-old child is still not a living human being, and if you think they are, you deserve to be fired from your job. Your account on Facebook and Twitter are going to be banned, and you need to bow before the mob and say, I'm sorry, because they're going to do that. They're going to come for you. You see, I don't care what the president says. You can't ban the president from Twitter. You can't. Period. You can't. Now, you could take down a tweet if you think, well, this is, in our opinion, a little bit far. And you could tell them, this is, we thought this was a little bit of a call to violence. You can't ban them. Ban them for what? Because you don't agree with his politics? Now, let me think. What culture did that? What regime did that? If you don't agree with our politics, you don't get to be heard and we ban you. Any of you people take history out there? And yet you're calling this side the Nazis. You have to be on drugs. You can't possibly think this is true. This is the equivalent of a man who robs a bank calling collectors thieves. You absolutely can't believe this. You can't. And if you do, you're brainwashed. Freedom of expression and freedom of thought is the most crucial aspect of this entire nation. Now, if you get on this radio show and you say, I think aliens are landing on my roof and I think most of them are Democrats and they're probably going to come down here and start a third party and it's going, well, I think you're a nut. But that's my right to think you're a nut. Still have the right to say it. And I'm not going to ban you for saying it. I'm just going to say I disagree with you. I disagree with a lot of things Lynn Wood says. I see no proof of it. But I, as an American, have a right to get that information, process that information, and say, no, I don't think that that's probably true. You're being robbed of that. You're being told you no longer need to process information. We will process the information for you, and spit out what we think is the truth, and you will believe it. And that goes for you liberal Democrats, too. They are processing your information. They are telling you, you will groupthink exactly like us. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I said, this has gotten to this point that if I robbed a bank with a jacket on that said Marcus Cain, and I put money in my account before I robbed the bank, and you have me on video robbing the bank, and they call the police, and the police say, yeah, what's that proof? Well, we have a video. That could be rigged. He has his name on his jacket. A lot of people are named that. But he put money in his account. He had his account number. Oh, well, that just proves he probably didn't rob the bank. Why would he put money in before he robbed it? So you take it to the judges in the justice system, and they say, we don't want to look at this. And then the news says, bank attempts to slander Marcus Cain. An innocent man was accused of robbing a bank by a nasty bank looking to collect big time on their insurance. They have no proof. And they're crying. We have a video. No, you don't. We have his account number. No, you don't. You see, if all you did was listen to that news broadcast, you would say, I'm an innocent man. You'd say, can you believe that bank tried to do that to Marcus Cain? Frame him for something he didn't do. But if you saw the video and you saw me there doing it, you'd say, wait a minute, that is him. So they can't let you see it. You understand? They can't let you have the facts, because if you have the facts, you're going to know that everything they told you is a lie. And then you're going to wake up out of your daze and say, wait a minute, who's the real bad guys here? You're letting them get away with it. What are you so afraid of? If Lynn Wood gets on Twitter and says, I think X, Y, or Z from the government is a pedophile, I got the right to say, prove it or shut up. That's all. And they have a right to say, hey, you just slandered my good name. I'm going to sue you. Still has the right to say it. The only thing you don't have a right to say in this country is a call for violence. I can call you a moron. In my opinion, you're a moron. That's my opinion. You can call me a moron. That's your opinion. But I don't get to say, wait a minute, I can call you a moron, and fact checkers say, that's right, that person's a moron, but when you call me back a moron, you're blocked. And they say, no, Marcus Cain is not. When you have to censor other people's opinion, it's not for your protection, it's for their protection. Don't you understand that? They're not trying to protect you, because you can process your own information. They're trying to protect themselves. We're going to try this for the first time here. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. No, our caller is not. I thought our caller was there. Let me try again. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, you caught me off guard. I didn't push one because I wasn't planning to talk. I was just listening, but you pushed it.
Okay. Well, you can continue to listen unless you have a question. I'll be glad to take
it. Yeah, well, it's very sad that our Constitution is being undermined at every step. We have our Declaration of Independence that states in the very first paragraph that we assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle us. So that right there proves that you have exclusive ownership of governing you. Therefore, you have exclusive jurisdictional power and authority to determine all your burdens and encumbrances of governing in order to be an equitable, self-governing, free person. And they are stealing that property from you every day they're in Congress by denying you your due process rights and your redress of grievance. And they're violating Article 1, Sections 9 and 10, no title of nobility, which basically means there's no discrimination and no favoritism. We are equitable in governing. In Article 4, Section 2, citizens of each state shall be entitled to same privileges and immunities as citizens in the several states. So therefore, equal protection under the law and due process has to be rendered. And if they deny you...
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. But here's what we have to understand. They're only getting away with it because we're allowing it. So when I speak, I'm not trying to speak to the powers that be. I'm not trying to speak to Nancy Pelosi. I'm not trying to speak to Chuck Schumer. I'm not trying to speak to Adam Schiff. They don't give a damn. They know what they're doing. I'm trying to speak to some of these Democrats and liberals who think this is okay. It's not okay, because as you've just stated, and you're absolutely correct, they're going to take it away from you too. Is the first thing you think of when you disagree with someone is take away their right to earn a living? Take away their right to speak? Take away their ability to walk through the streets? We're talking about a legitimate bill coming up that you could potentially see what they call radical Trump supporters put in re-education camps. What the hell do you think that is? And by the way, who defines the word radical? The same person who defined the word wild? Because I've been to a lot of parties in my time. I'm a musician. I've been to a lot of parties in my time that people said, going to be a wild party. Never once did I think that meant it was going to be violent. Never once. So if they get to define the word radical, radical is going to be me. Radical is going to be you. Radical is going to be anybody who says, wait a minute, I don't want to be trampled on. Was there not a flag that said, don't tread on me? You're treading on me! And I'm not supposed to do anything about it? When every single thing, you know, we can't watch live PD anymore. Why can't we watch live PD? Because the left said, you shouldn't be able to depict police officers in a positive way. Oh, I thought you wanted body cams. I thought you wanted us to follow police activity. You know what the problem was? People watched that show and said, holy shit, I didn't know what the police had to deal with. I don't know what the hell I'd do if I was in that situation. I certainly wouldn't have been as polite as that officer, and they can't have that. So instead of allowing you to process that information, they said, pull that show. And guess what? A&E went with it, and they pulled that show. They pulled it. Can't watch it because they deemed it unfit for you to watch. I want you to think about that. Since when does a network pull the number one show that they've ever had in the history of their network unless they're forced to? The answer is they don't. They were forced to. And who do you think forced them? The American people? No, the American people were watching it, you fools. So who forced them? Let that sink in for a minute. You can't watch live PD because they said this is no good for you. We know what's good for you, and this is no good for you. However, you can watch something on Netflix, which is basically 11-year-old girls twerking, because that's good for you. See, when cancel culture decides what to cancel, and it's at their definition, they control everything. You could say, I went to an awesome speech the other night, and I say, awesome means left-wing propaganda, shut it down. That's what the word awesome means to me. And if you say, no, awesome means it was written, no, that's a key word, that's code word. We know what a code word is. And awesome is now left-wing slang for this, that, or the other thing. Please, you don't get to define words. You people are insane. You're sitting up on Capitol Hill saying, we can't say niece and nephew anymore. We can't say aunt and uncle anymore. But you can say amen and ah women. Do you know what the word amen means? That's nothing to do with masculinity or femininity, you idiots. Oh, but you can say that. But don't say niece. Don't say nephew. You're all crazy. You've all lost your mind. Caller, as I'm saying, we could preach to the choir all day long. That's not going to help this country, because everyone like you and me and the people, probably a vast majority, unfortunately, of the people listening to this show, they already know this. And they're with me. We got to get through to, if there are any left, the moderate Democrats and the moderate liberals and whatever, and show them beyond any reasonable doubt that what's happening here is insane and wrong. And until we do that, nothing is going to change. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We must get through to these people. So if you have a friend or a family member or a coworker or someone who you think is a pretty nice person, I know people who are liberals and Democrats and voted for Joe Biden. I don't think they're evil. I think they're misinformed. And I don't think they believe the seriousness of what's happening here. And what's going to happen is eventually it's going to come for them, and they're going to reach out their hand and say, can you help me? And we're going to say no, because you didn't help us. So you need to reach out to those people. You need to find a Democrat or a liberal and say, do you think it's right that my speech is censored because I don't agree with you? Do you think it's right that if I say something that I heard from a reliable source, and I don't care what anybody says, General McEnany may be crazy, but he's still a lieutenant general. And his word to mean more when it comes to government affairs than some Facebook fact checker. It has to. And if we live in a country where it doesn't, that's when you're really in trouble, when they say even your politicians, even the people you've elected and the politicians have appointed as generals and judges and whoever, they can be silenced too. So maybe the Supreme Court judge comes out and says, look, I found some alarming evidence. And they say, shut the Twitter account down. No media shall cover this. And they have no voice. That's what you want? You want less information. You don't want more information? Now, Derek in the chat room is saying they use the word gentleman, gentlewoman. Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're even going down to the finest details. That's what I mean. It's egregious if you say, I built a snowman. How do you know it was a man? Well, I don't know. I didn't ask what his gender was when I put the carrot in his nose. Are you people dead serious about this? You see, they are dead serious. And they have convinced you that they are the resistance. They are the anti-government. They are the all of these times when the hippies and the punk rockers and the metalheads and all of those people said, we want government out of our life. We are anti-establishment. You're water carrying for the establishment now. All you musicians and all of you whatever, you're water carriers for the establishment. You are the one saying, get out of our way. We'll dress the way we want. We'll talk the way we want. We'll sing the lyrics we want to sing, remember? Now all of a sudden you're like, no, shut them down. Shut them down. They don't get a voice. They don't get a voice. How dare you? How hypocritical are you going to be? Wait until they tell you what you can wear. Wait till they tell you what you can sing. Wait till they tell you what you can write. Because they're going to. And you see, if you let them take a little bit, eventually they're going to get so much it's going to be very hard to take it back. So that's why you got to put your foot down now. And if you're a Democrat or a liberal, you got to say no, enough. Now, I listened to possibly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger go on television and say, the president is probably the worst president in history. Really? Well, Arnold, what do you got to back that up? Let's see, the worst president in history because unemployment was at an all-time low in my lifetime, especially among minorities. The worst president because he brokered Middle East peace deals that was unprecedented. The worst president in history because the economy was soaring and small business was rising as never before seen in this country. The worst president because he brought all the jobs back that Barack Obama said you'd have to have a magic wand to bring those jobs back. Well, apparently had the magic wand. The worst president in history because he told our veterans you can go to regular hospitals so you don't have to wait in line at veterans hospitals and the government will take care of you. Which one of those makes him the worst in history, Arnold? You got the right to say it. I support your right to say it, but damn it, I got the right to question it. And what you basically did was you told 75 million Americans, you are stupid, I am smart. No, you're not. No, you're not. Shall we air some of your dirty laundry? Shall we talk about you roiding up constantly to win bodybuilding contests? Because that's what you did. Shall we talk about how you were cheating on your wife with a Spanish maid that was probably not even illegal? Probably an illegal alien. Oh, you're an upstanding citizen, Arnold. Don't worry about it. You have outstanding credentials to talk about somebody else. People who live in glass houses, Arnold. How's your state doing, Arnold? How's your state doing, huh? Make a big difference down there, did you? Or did you get elected because you said, I'll be back in a movie? Because we know the truth. You probably don't. You probably think you got elected because people actually think you're doing a good job. You got elected because you're a movie star. But the very people who looked up to you, they don't look up to you anymore. You just alienated 75 million people. Because all you had to do is get on that video and say, look, there are some things about Donald Trump that's very, very good and very, very positive, and I support very much. And then there's some things that I totally disagree with him about, and I think he absolutely handled wrong. That's fair. That's absolutely fair. That's what we should be doing. But you can't do that because your masters command you to say worse. Oh, you don't you dare say he did anything good. He did nothing good. Nancy Pelosi's trying to rewrite history. That's what she's doing with this impeachment. This impeachment means nothing. What it really means is he'll get no presidential library if convicted. He won't get the Secret Service security if convicted. And they'll get to say he goes down in history as the worst president of all time because he was impeached twice. Yeah, impeached twice for nonsense. Impeached twice for nonsense. Do I not recall Joe Biden saying he wanted to punch Donald Trump in the nose? That's not violence. Do I not recall Joe Biden telling a voter, you and me need to go outside? That's not a call to violence. Do I not recall that? Do I not recall when people were having their shops set on fire and police officers were being hit with Molotov cocktails and glass bottles filled with urine? Do I not recall Kamala Harris saying, hey, these protests aren't going to stop. This is democracy in action. And starting up a fund to bail out the very people who committed the violence. But that's okay. I got news. They stormed the Capitol building during the Kavanaugh hearings too, didn't they? Trapped some poor guy in an elevator and screamed and yelled at him. That was okay. That's all okay. But when it comes time for this nonsense, Donald Trump incited violence. Really? Well, here's what we do know. John Sullivan, who was on MSNBC, or maybe it was CNN. I think it was CNN, actually. John Sullivan's on CNN saying, I was a guy who went in as a reporter to document the horrible things the Trump supporters were doing. I'm a hero because I risked my life to get footage. No, you're not. You're a Black Lives Matter activist who has been arrested. You were arrested this week. because you instigated the violence. And they said you instigated the violence. They said, we got you on tape saying, burn this mother effer down. We control it now. And you were wearing a Trump hat. Well, really, are you a Trump supporter? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Now, yes, of course there were Trump supporters in that building. But you also have to understand that there were a lot of people who didn't know what was going on. And when the Capitol doors opened and everybody flooded in, there were some people saying, I guess they're going to let us in. I saw an old grandma. You think she's a terrorist, domestic terrorist, do you? I saw an old grandma with a sign in saying, oh, look, the Capitol building, cool. She wasn't committing violence. When the police stood aside, I guess some of the Trump supporters felt like, well, I guess we can go in. But the initial people that broke into there and started smashing windows, they were being taken down by Trump supporters. We got videos of them yelling, Antifa, Antifa, and pulling people off the windows. But we're the terrorists. We're the bad ones. I remember when the big conspiracy theory was, oh, Black Lives Matter and Antifa didn't do any of that violence. Trump supporters dressed up as Antifa and Black Lives Matter people. It was all Trump supporters. Yeah, they look like Trump supporters, all right. They all look like it. Then when that didn't work, because we had video evidence that these people aren't Trump supporters, then they said it was the cops. Cops did it. Now all of a sudden the cops are the greatest thing in the world. Have you noticed that? It was defund the police, defund the police. But boy, oh boy, when you're in trouble, it's call in the National Guard. Shoot these people dead, even the unarmed ones. They deserve it. Because they threatened us. They threatened your masters. You don't threaten the master. The peons burn their shops. Shoot them in the head if they resist. If they try to defend themselves, they are the bad ones. They should stand aside and let this violence be the justice for all the oppression. That's what their mantra was when the city was burning. I remember Portland's mayor saying, if the National Guard is deployed here, I will have them arrested. Boy, nobody was saying that when they deployed the National Guard on the Capitol, huh? It was, hurry, get here. You bunch of hypocrites. They're going to start canceling every show done by a Republican or a conservative. Any free thought is going to be squashed out. They don't want free thought. Because free thought might make you think, and you are a robot. Don't you understand that? We give you the information, you accept the information. No thought, no processing needed. We will tell you what's true. We will tell you what's false. We control the narrative, so we control you. Well, you don't control me, and you never will control me. And you don't control the millions of people who know what I'm saying is true. And you never will. You can try to silence our voices, but we'll still be heard. You can try to tell everybody that what's happening is not true and that we're lying and that we're propagandists. But little by little, these people will open their eyes just like everybody does. And eventually they'll say, wait, some of this stuff sounds right. And eventually, after they come for the right people, they'll get turned on too. They'll get turned on to. They say the Republican Party's been destroyed. Well, that's probably true because we have a lot of feckless rhinos who don't want to do anything. All they want to do is, well, let's just go with the flow so we can make some money. But there's a new breed. And that new breed is trying very hard to implement what is best for this country. On the other hand, we have a new breed of Democrats. They're called communists. AOC, Ilhan Omar, they're communists. They're flat-out communists. And the Democratic Party know it, and they know they're being infiltrated by them, and secretly they're trying to block them out as much as possible, but they know they can't because they're all 90 years old. And this party will never be satisfied. If you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and eventually they're going to cross that line where any sane human being, whether they're Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative, are going to say enough. And when that day comes, then we'll see. But Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you don't get to decide what's true. And guess what, liberals? You don't get to decide what we get to see or watch or listen to. You don't get to decide that or eat. Can you imagine Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez telling people to boycott Goya? Goya is owned by a minority. Put them out of business. Why is a good reason, Alexandria? Because they said something nice about Donald Trump. Well, you're a moron. You are a complete, abject moron. And how anyone ever cast a vote for you is beyond my wildest dreams, because you couldn't pour piss out of a boot. Yet here you are, not even qualified to be a waitress in a bar, saying, I think everybody should stop eating Goya. I don't care what you think. What makes you think anybody cares what you think? You're ridiculous. And your whole crew is ridiculous. They don't want to help America. Don't you understand? People who are listening to me that vote Democrat and liberal, don't you understand that they don't want to make America better? They want to fundamentally transform America into something different, where they are your masters and you are the serfs. And you will do as you are told, or you will not eat, you will not work, you will not be heard. Is that the country you want to live in? I bet it isn't. You see, what they did is poison your mind that Donald Trump was the worst man in the world. And they did it by just constantly saying bad things and never anything good. And all of you low information people who only watch one network said, I guess it's true. And you allowed your hatred for one man to blind you to what they were doing behind your back. It's an old magic trick. Watch this hand, watch this hand, watch this hand, and the other hand is doing the magic. Well, that's what they did. Donald Trump's evil, Donald Trump's evil. Meanwhile, we're taking away your freedom. We're taking away your freedom. You don't notice because Donald Trump is evil. Well, you're going to notice soon when gas goes up to $5 a gallon. Meat is scarce in the store and you can't afford it. When you can't afford to heat your house anymore, when your taxes are raised, even though you've been told it's not going to happen, and when you object to it, you're told, shut up, you don't have a voice. Cancel culture is going to be the new norm. And they don't care who they cancel. Right now, it's the Republicans. Right now, it's the conservatives, but that doesn't mean anything. If you give them the cancel culture button, you think they're not going to cancel you if you object in any way, shape, or form to anything they're trying to do to this country? Do you think your self-importance, they don't care? They don't even care about your vote anymore because obviously they can just rig it any way they want. If Donald Trump was such a dictator, he never would have lost the election because he would have rigged it. If Donald Trump was such a dictator, he never would have been impeached because he would have had the military go in and arrest the people who was trying to do it as enemies of the government. You don't even know what a dictator is, all you people. You're being dictated right now, and you don't know what it is. You think Trump is still the dictator. That's the funny thing. You're convinced that Donald Trump is a dictator when he let the news smear him for four straight years. He let himself be impeached twice. He let Antifa run wild. All of this stuff. You think a dictator does that? Why don't you go see what China does to their people? Though there's dictators. That's what they do. And then you can't see through the obvious lies. I'm a New Yorker. Our Governor Cuomo called Donald Trump a murderer. He said opening up the economy in New York would cause mass amounts of death. But Donald Trump doesn't care because he's more worried about the economy than people's lives because he needs to be reelected. Well, the minute he wasn't reelected, Cuomo says, you know what? We can't let the cure be worse than the disease. We got to open up the economy. We just got to do it safely. Really? Well, that's exactly what Donald Trump said months ago. And you called him a murderer. You put old people in nursing homes filled with COVID and they died. And what did they do? They gave you an Emmy Award. You don't see this? Folks, you're not seeing this? Maybe you're not, because MSNBC and CNN don't report it. Why don't you try doing a little research on your own? They gave the man an Emmy Award, and he was absolutely responsible for the death of hundreds and hundreds of senior citizens. And you know why he was? Let me explain it. Because you're going to say, well, back it up. Okay, I'll back it up. I'll be glad to back it up. The CDC sent a letter to New York saying basically this. Maybe it was the WHO. I don't know. One of them said, if the situation with overrun hospitals gets so bad, you may have to consider using nursing homes. Now, this fool, this complete fool, thought that meant for COVID patients. That's not what they meant. They meant take the people out of the hospital who have a kidney infection, who have heart problems, non-infectious maladies. Place them in the nursing homes and replace the beds they were using in the hospital with COVID patients. That's what they meant. This genius that was elected governor says, they told me to do it. They told me to put people in the nursing homes. You idiot. This is the man that got elected. He doesn't have the brains of an ice cube. Any idiot would know that they meant non-infectious people got to be brought to the nursing homes and replaced with the COVID patients in the hospital, not COVID patients in the nursing home. So you killed all those people with your foolishness, and you got the nerve to accept an Emmy Award for it, write a book on how great you did, and then turn around and say the exact same thing Donald Trump said that you called him a murderer for. And all of the people say, isn't he wonderful? And you don't think you're in a trance? You don't think the government has put you in a trance? Wake the hell up. Oh, yeah, the pandemic's so serious, Nancy Pelosi's running around with no mask getting her hair done. Dianne Feinstein's walking through airports with no mask. Maxine Waters is out in the neighborhood with no mask. Cuomo's brother is running around his housing development with no mask to the point where the housing commission there told him, if you don't start wearing it, we're going to ask you to leave. But, oh boy, you better wear that mask. Dr. Fauci's right-hand woman there, she says, don't go out in Thanksgiving. You'll all kill, you'll kill grandma. You can't do that. Dr. Birx is ordering you not to do it. It's a horrible thing if you do. Then she gets on an airplane and goes for Thanksgiving to her family's where three generations of family are. And you don't think that that's a little bit hypocritical. You don't think that that's wrong. You don't think that's a signal that maybe this just isn't as serious as they're saying because they're not obeying the rules. Well, here's a newsflash. If you think everything that happened in 2020 was kismet, it just so happened that a virus from China wiped out our economy. It just so happened that that led to everyone has to have a ballot whether you ask for one or not. It just so happened that people have to stay home and can only access the news that we want them to access. If you think that's just kismet, man, have I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, because you are as gullible can be. I don't believe in that kind of coincidence. At all. Now, I told you, I've had people affected with COVID. I'm not saying COVID's not real. I've had people in my family affected by it. Luckily, not seriously affected by it, but affected by it. But if you think that wasn't used, you're insane. And if you think that that doesn't have the potential to have been purposely unleashed by a country whose economy was crashing because our president had finally held them to account, if you think it's not remotely possible that this was retaliation, man, I don't know what to tell you. You believe in a lot of coincidences, don't you? You're the same people who believe that Joe Biden hiding in his basement got 80 million votes, more than Barack Obama in his first run as president, more than any other president in history, when he barely won the primary and wouldn't have won the primary if Elizabeth Warren had dropped out. And you want us to believe that he got 80 million votes. But you cancel cultured the man who said he could prove it. There was a very, very smart man who was a computer expert and a paper expert on how paper actually converses with computers. And he clearly said, this is like asking a mathematician what's 2 + 2. This is not a hard, yes, the ballots were fraudulent. Yes, they were rigged. They had phony barcodes or barcodes that would cause the machine to malfunction and cause an adjudication of vote. Then they closed down the voting polls, told everybody to go home, and all these adjudicated ballots had to be adjudicated by somebody, and guess what? There was nobody there to observe. Then he blew up the ballot, some of the ballots, and he said, do you see how when you fill out a ballot and you put the little round mark in who you want to vote for, that it's never perfect? You can see pen stroke or ink stroke or whatever, and some is a little lighter and some is a little darker. Well, I've blown these up 100 times, and as you can see, they're perfect. There's not one speck of white anywhere. No human hand can do that. They can't do it once, let alone 100,000 times. But no one wants to hear him. It's my analogy if I rob the bank and it's clearly me and nobody wants to watch the videotape. And then the news gets on every night and tells you, that's a lie. That's an absolute lie. And you believe it because you don't want to hear more information. You're a lazy society who wants to hear less information. I fully realize you don't want to control your own life, a lot of you. I fully realize you'd rather sit back and let the government support you. I get that. But my God, do you want them to think for you too? Are you too lazy to think? Are you too lazy for actual independent thought? Are you too lazy to research the other side and say, this is what the other side is saying? Let me see if there's any value to what they're saying. No, because they've convinced you that if you are wrong, it's a personal insult to you. That's why when you argue with a liberal, they take it so personally. It's like you're insulting their mother. Oh, no, you're wrong. You're evil. You're terrible. What are you afraid of? Listen to what I got to say. Check out what I have to say. If I'm wrong, you let me know. But I'm not wrong. Everything I've told you on this radio show is 100% true. And thank God there are listeners. Thank God there are people who have this independent thought and say, hey, Marcus, I'm with you. We're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let our voices be silenced. We're not going to let cancel culture destroy our America. And when I say our America, I mean for everybody. Liberals, Democrats, everybody. Because we should all be able to live in unity and say, you get a little of what you want, we get a little of what we want. This is not, you get everything for 4 years, then we get everything for 4 years, then you get everything for 4 years. That's not the way the game is played. Nothing gets solved that way. And don't tell me they're trying to reach out in the aisle. What's the very first thing they did? Oh, we want unity, and then you impeach the president. We want unity, and then you ban 75 million people's voices from being heard. Don't tell me you want unity. You don't want unity. You want control. We're not going to give you control. My voice is going to be here. If they ban me off this site, I'll find another site. I'll find a bullhorn and sit on a shoebox in the middle of the street if I have to. Because that's how this country was founded, folks. And cancel culture is not going to win. Thanks for listening.